What's up, podcast world? I am so excited. I just got back from the MPC seminar at Red Sorrel in Lafayette, Louisiana, and it was so much fun. I am just on this cloud nine. If I met you there, whoa, if I met you there, please stay in contact with me. I know a lot of y'all have reached out to me on Instagram, Gracie Record underscore fit. I'm just super pumped to just watch y'all show. I'm going to be at most of the shows in Louisiana this year. So listen for me because I'll be cheering you on. And so obviously the women that I got to see today, the women I got to talk to this week, I got to talk to a couple of competitors this week. And this is what this podcast was inspired by, was all the conversations that I've had over the last week. And I'm going to do a whole nother podcast on top tips for new competitors. This one, I'm only talking about the number one tip for new competitors, or actually any competitor, but definitely the new competitors, because you are so, and I'm going to use the word ignorant, and that's not a bad thing. Ignorant is you just are not aware. You don't know, right? You don't know the ins and outs of. And a lot of the girls that we talk to are bikini girls, but this applies to wellness, to figure, to all competitors. It doesn't matter what division you are. But in the bikini world, this is what I always just kind of say. There's so much BS out there. There's a lot of BS coaches out there. There's a lot of just not right things. And I consider myself, I've been doing this, I've only competed four times. I've been doing this for 3 years, almost 4 years now. I still consider myself new as far as like in the bikini world. I've been training and reverse dieting and cutting and all of that for 11 years at this point, but I'm still very new to the bikini world. And I'm so thankful that, I always say, like, if you were to ask me about how I got into competing, my answer is always God. God got me into competing. It was very clear that this was my calling. And when I say that, it's because everything was just laid out. I didn't ever think I would compete. It was never even I might compete. It was a woke up one day and God gave me my coaches, gave me the Angel Competition Bikinis. He gave my sponsors, he gave me everything. It was all laid out for me. And to this day, everything but still is just laid out one thing at a time. And so when I say God sent it to me, it's because I didn't have to do, I had no effort. I didn't look for a coach. I didn't look for anything. It was just, he sent it to me. And so because of that, I was unaware, definitely going into my first show, of all the BS coaches and all the BS out there. And even to this day, I'm still, I've been with Dylan for 4 years and Chris for 3 years. And I still I only know what I know. I do know a lot more, obviously, than I did at the beginning, because now, with being an athlete with Angels, I travel around and this is what I do. I go to seminars, I go to shows, this is what I do. So I've met a lot of coaches, I've met a lot of athletes, I've met a lot of first time athletes and not first time athletes, Olympians, all between. I met a lot of people and I've talked to a lot of people. And so my point is, I know how I run my coaching business and I know how Dylan runs his coaching business. And I am 100% aligned, obviously, with Dylan. And so when I talk to girls, your number one, your main focus when you decide that you want to compete, the first decision that you need to make is not what show you're going to do, is not what suit you're going to wear, is not how you're going to do and how you need to train, how you need to eat. It's who you need to help you on this journey. So your coach is your number one biggest decision when you decide to compete. Who are you going to have coach you? Because this decision, it can make or break you metabolically, hormonally, for sure. But definitely in this sport, it breaks my heart whenever girls say, definitely when, oh Lord, I literally just got chills. But I've been at shows and it's been their first time, their first show, and they hate it. They hated their whole prep. They're miserable. And they go and they do the show because they have integrity and they're going to finish what they started. But they hated it the whole way. And it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have it. And of course, when they tell me what they're eating and when they tell me they're doing 2 hours cardio, I'm like, well, of course you're going to hate it. I would hate that too, you know? But that comes down to the decision of who you have coaching you, right? So I put in here, and I'm going to follow this little outline that I just kind of jotted down. Do not, number one, so that's the number one decision. Your number one decision when you decide that you want to compete is hire a good coach. And I'm going to go through red flags. And if you need to, you can 100% DM me, schedule a free call with me. I will direct you to a good coach. If you want to prep for life, that's my job. But I will tell you who is good and who is not. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to gain. So, and if you are one of the coaches that is on the shit list, you one, know it. And two, I'm gonna tell them. So please say something to me. Okay. So that's your number one. That's the biggest takeaway. If you leave this podcast right now, please know that. Okay. Going into how to choose a coach. Do not have flashy coach syndrome. So the biggest teams don't join because of the biggest teams. Do not join a local just because they're local. That's okay. That doesn't mean that they're good. Because they have big teams, that doesn't mean that they're good. Been doing this for years, put quotes around that. No, it doesn't matter. The biggest thing is, do your research for sure, but that coach has to align with you 100%. They have to eat the way you eat. Right. So with Dylan, he uses flexible dieting. I use flexible diet. I've been tracking macros and using flexible dieting since 2013. That's the only way that I will ever eat ever in my life. That's how I teach clients to eat because it's flexible, literally. And so if I were to sign up and hire a coach that gives me a meal plan that contains tilapia, chicken, rice, asparagus, I'm not going to stick to that. Of course, I'm going to be miserable if I do, right? So I don't. I just don't. I don't sign up for that because it sounds miserable. So it has to align with you. How you learn, they have to teach the way that you learn. They have to speak to you the way that you learn. They have to communicate with you the way that you like to be communicated with. And so for me and my girls, very personable. Obviously, I do life style coaching. So we macros and all that, but it's a more mental health. So I got to know about your marriage. I got to know about your life if you were in college and all the things that are obstacles in your journey so I can help you overcome them, right? So very personable. With me, with Dylan, he's very personable. So if I ever need to text him, I can text him 100%. And so a lot of coaches will be just email or just in check-in. So just make sure that if you need more, you hire a coach that doesn't just say, yeah, you can text me anytime, but that has been proven to be that personable because they're trying, just make sure they're not trying to sell you, right? The way that you train. So having a lot of coaches have pretty much just one, like they assign the same meal plan, the same training to every client and make sure that if you are, and that for the most part is okay. I mean, it's not okay to be honest with you, but for most of you, if especially starting out, you don't have to have that specific of training. You do. I don't want to say that you don't, but you don't want to have, there is a point where you get to where just a general training block is not going to work, right? You need to build specifics. So don't overthink that, but also know what you're paying for. I mean, if you're paying $500 a month, that damn sure better be personalized, right? If you're paying 50 bucks a month, then you kind of get 50 bucks worth of coaching, right? So again, and the investment, the decision to do this is the biggest thing is every competing is a hobby. And it can definitely turn into a career if that's what you want to do, but ultimately at the beginning, it's going to be a hobby. And any hobby, whether it be golf or fishing or hunting or working out and competing, hobbies are cost money, right? The biggest thing is you're going to spend money anyway on whatever hobby, and that hobby can be drinking alcohol. If that's your hobby, obviously that costs money. So don't overthink the cost. A lot of people are like it because it is expensive. But so is golf and so is hunting and so is whatever hobby you other people have, sewing is that's a every hobby is expensive. It costs time, money, and energy. Everything costs time, money, and energy, right? So when you're competing, understand that going into it, it's going to cost. It doesn't have to cost $1 million, right? I'm not Ivanka Trump over here. I don't got millions of dollars. But so I'm going to, so I'll just tell you the, my first season, what I didn't cut out, what I didn't, not cut out, what I didn't cut money on is coaching. I will cut money on my hair. I will do my hair. I'm going to learn how to do my hair. I'm going to learn how to do my makeup. I'm going to learn how to do my eyelashes. I'm going to learn how to do that part. That's going to save me about $400 every show. Okay. I'm going to learn at the, even the first, I had a opposing coach the first, my first show, and she taught me a lot. Going into my second show, this is back in 2020. I had her too as well. My building season was 20 months. My first building season was 20 months. And I did not have a coach over my coach. Like I had my two coaches, but I didn't have a opposing coach. And that was my decision because I didn't have, nothing I ever decide is really a financial made by money. My decisions are not made by money, but obviously that'll always play a part in it, right? So I'm exchanging time and energy and money. That's what you're exchanging. And so I decided I'm not going to hire a coach. I'm going to really study my posing, not study other girls' posing. I'm going to study what the criteria is, and I'm going to practice every day. And that's what I did. And and then I joined Angels. Obviously, the fashion show played a huge part of my confidence on stage, huge part. And then I learned through just being around them and around those girls. And then my coaches that I have helped me. All to say, what I pulled back on, what I cut costs on, if you want to think of it that way, are those things. And you can even cut costs on your suit, right? Like you could have, they have suits that are on sale. We have suits with Angels all the time on sale. We have huge sales all the time. But people sell their suits on Facebook. So you could cut costs there. Suits, heels, makeup, lashes, all the extra things. Do not cut costs on the one thing that's going to make or break you. Again, metabolically, hormonally, mentally, every other way, right? Your coach. Don't cut costs. Just understand going into it that this is an expensive hobby. It's not, I don't even really like saying that, to be honest with you, because it's not an expensive hobby. It's just a hobby. Every hobby is expensive. So it's just a hobby. Know that upfront. Know that it's going to be probably the best hobby that you have ever got into. And know that the money that you do invest in yourself will come back 100% tenfold. Period. Okay, so now you know how, like, number one thing, coach. And so this is, I'm going to kind of just go through a couple things that I hear way too often that girls accept from a coach that you don't need to accept from a coach. So do not listen to a coach that says, trust me, I've been doing this for years. Don't trust them. If you don't trust them already, do not let somebody ever, this is a coach or just a boyfriend or anybody, a stranger, definitely. If anyone ever says, trust me, go the other way. Because at that point, if you don't already trust the person that definitely your coach, at that point, before they even have to say, trust me, right? You should have already trust them. They should never need to say that. I've been coaching since 2014. I've never said, trust me. I'm going to explain things. I am going to teach you. I'm going to explain the reason. I'm going to explain everything that I'm telling you to do so that you understand, so that you don't have to trust me. You could just understand what you're doing. We're going to do it. And then you're going to trust trust the process is a huge saying, but that's hard to do when you don't go through the process. So for me, I always tell my girls, one, you're not going to make a bunch of progress or regress a bunch in 1 week, right? So we're going to try this. We're going to do this and we're going to see the outcome. And then so that's how you learn to trust the process, is that you do the process, obviously. And make that note. There's not a decision that you're ever going to make and be consistent with. Make a decision, be consistent with it. It's not going to make or break a progress. So if you do that over time, it's going to, that's how you learn to trust the process. So coach says, trust me, go the other way. Doesn't encourage questions. So one of my new girls the other day said her coach does not, or the coach she used to have, she thankfully got away from that coach, never let her ask questions. If they do not encourage you to ask questions, go the other way. In my girls' check-ins, I make them ask me at least one question a week. But this is like in their check-in, they have to fill out this one blank. What is a question that you want me to tell you and talk about this week with you, period. Because that's how you learn. And I'm encouraged. And, you know, I do a lot of mental health because that's important. And I can't change your body sustainably if I don't change your mind. Questions, feeling confident enough to ask questions. That's a whole exercise that I get my girls to do. They got to ask a question a day to somebody, to anybody, so that they get confident and comfortable asking questions. Because that's how you learn. So if a coach ever tells you, do not ask questions, if they don't encourage you to ask questions, go the other way. And then if they cannot explain what they are telling you to do, don't do it. Don't do it. If they tell you, then the last one in bold, do not take drugs. PEDs, we'll talk about them on a different podcast, but I'm going to touch on them right now. PEDs alter your hormonal and metabolic health. So if you take PEDs, if you decide as a grown woman to listen to somebody that's telling you to take PEDs, please understand that decision, that can alter the you could possibly not have kids. Okay? So because everything your body can or cannot do is hormonally driven, when you give yourself artificial hormones, performance enhancing drugs, when you do that to yourself, you are now changing your metabolic and hormonal structure. And the possibilities of not having kids increases. That is very extreme. And that's only one possibility, but it's still a possibility. And for me personally, I cannot have kids. And that, I did a podcast on that a couple back about my miscarriage. And that's when I found out that I couldn't have kids. And to be honest with you, I don't even know why, because I never dove into why. So for me, it does matter, to be honest with you, hormonally and metabolically, that obviously matters. But in this example, what I'm saying, the young girl that I talked to yesterday, she wants to have kids. And so, for her coach to tell her to get on PEDs, and they did get on PEDs, but her coach couldn't explain. She didn't. Maybe she could. She probably, to me, in my opinion, if a coach cannot explain a reason, it's because they don't know the reason. Otherwise, they'd be able to coach you and they'd be able to explain it to you. So if a coach ever says, just trust me, or doesn't explain things, again, go the other way. But going back to PEDs, making decisions, that's part of, you know, as a good coach, your number one job is to teach the client, and for me, just women, a woman, how to make good decisions. And understanding that when you make the decision to do PEDs, no matter what they are, no matter how extreme they are, you are taking on every possibility that comes along with that. And again, the children, the not being able to have kids, it was an extreme example, but it's one that will hit home to you. If you want to have kids, you do not mess, not that you do not do them. You understand what you are doing. So that, again, goes back to that good coach, right? Please just do not, if you want to have children, or just in general, like if you want to care about your body, and which you should, obviously, please just definitely don't just do anything because somebody said it. Don't just follow instructions. Understand everything that you're doing, the reason that you're doing it. Understand the process. Definitely learn through the process. Do not just trust somebody. Because people don't give a shit. People don't care about the fact that you want to have kids. They don't care. And it's sad. It's so sad. And that the biggest thing that I've learned in this world is there are so many, I don't even want to call them coaches. There are so many people that think just because they know a little bit about this and a little bit about that, and they got on stage 5,000 times, they've gotten, 22 people at the Olympia. That doesn't mean shit. That doesn't mean, one, they care, for sure. It definitely doesn't mean that they know what they're doing. So going back to just do your research, the coaches that are good, they don't talk much. They don't, a long time ago, someone said that, because I've been on the online space and online coaching space since 2013, full-time since 2019, but a long time ago, someone said, if a coach is on social all the time, it's because they don't have any clients. And that really hit home with me, because sometimes I'll get in this place because I'm not on social. I'm not on social media. I don't want to be on social media. I want to be with my clients, and I put on social media what I can and when I can. And I have to always remind myself that that's the order of importance, right? So again, going back to just not having flashy coach syndrome, look, if you make the decision to compete, understand that it's going to be cost money, and that's okay. That's completely okay. It's going to make you feel good. It's going to make you look good. It's going to make you be good. It's going to make you a whole different woman. And to be that other different woman, to be that good woman, make sure you surround yourself with good people and the right people. And if you have made that decision and you don't know who you want to be your coach, please reach out to me. I will direct you to good coaches. I wish I knew a lot of them, but I don't. I know a good amount. I know at least four, like ones that I trust. That doesn't mean that there's only four. That just means that I know four. And okay, sorry, my alarm went off. And so if you are questioning, if you want to compete, I want you to compete. It's going to be the best decision that you ever make. And definitely in building confidence and building strengths and building, obviously, your body, your health, it will be amazing, because it's just a community of people that are so encouraging and so motivating. But just like with everything, there's always a black side or a dark side, and you want to always, and you want, that's the yin yang, right? And every single thing in life has a yin and a yang. All you want to do, your only goal, and again, this is in every part of life, your only goal is to you want to be in the yin, right? You want to be on the good side. So making good decisions about who you're going to hang out with, more so who you're not going to hang out with, and be a part of. And so when I say hang out with, I mean just these are your people and these are you're not your people, right? That is important. That's more important than anything else, to be honest with you, in this competing. More important than your training, more important than your food, more important than how lean you get on stage. It don't matter. If you could be as lean as hell and you could win all the titles, but if your insides are not and your mind is not, then what's the point? What's the point of having the best body in the world if you have a mind that's so messed up that you hate everything, you hate what you see in the mirror, you can't even go on a date with your husband, you can't even enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, enjoy the building and the prep. Like, what's the point? There's not a point. That's the thing. That's not a point. So make that one decision the most important decision that you ever make, if this is the route that you want to go on. And every decision, period, make sure that you make it with intention. And if you need direction, please DM me. I'm an open book. I'm here to tell you all the things that I know, all the things that I've learned. And as I learn them, I'm going to tell you more. So yeah, I'm just really excited to just get into this season. Obviously, shows are just starting, and so excited about the fashion shows. And just, this is my purpose. This is why God put me here, to tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now, and just continue to learn and continue to inspire and lead women to a better life and a better body and a better mind, and while they're also living their life, right? Again, going back to just, there's not a point of having the best body in the world if you cannot walk out of the door every single day, 365 days a year, confident in the body that you have. So just keep that mental note. And yeah, let's have a great weekend. Tomorrow's Sunday. So great Sunday, great week. If you have any questions about competing, if you have any questions about PEDs, definitely, even or the fashion show, any questions that you have, if you are a first-time competitor or you've competed a million times, please DM me. I might not have the answers, but I can at least give you the right people that will have the answer that I trust. Yeah. And so, all right, let's have a great Sunday tomorrow and a great week. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit, on Facebook, GracieRecord. I'd love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule your free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all, because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.